The White House threw a big bash last night for the visiting Mexican president. While dinner was an exclusive affair, the after-dinner entertainment was quite public. Residents of the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, who were not invited to the banquet itself, got to share in at least the sound of the evening's last course. What we got to hear, even those of us several miles away, were fireworks, very loud fireworks, perhaps amplified from our perspective because they came with no warning. Unlike most Washington pyrotechnic displays, these were not meant for the masses, but rather for a privileged few huddled on White House balconies. Among the guests with a front row seat was George Zambelli, whose company provided the fireworks. Mr. Zambelli, have you often put on a show this elaborate for really what amounted to a couple of hundred people at the White House and a couple of hundred people, I gather, who happened to be at 10:30 around the Washington Monument?
We've done fireworks at the White House before.
What were the occasions?
Different occasions. Reagan had a congressional picnic, and we had fireworks. Carter just loved fireworks. We did many programs for him. And JFK, of course, that's several years ago. But there's different occasions, and sometimes we're not even told what the occasion is.
Pyrotechnician George Zambelli, he says also that last night's display was so loud because the air was exceptionally dry and cool.